Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Sign and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/talktv50 to get 50% off.
Hey, friend, I hope you know this is Pat Boone, and you and I are enjoying TV Confidential with my buddy Ed.
Somebody told me a long, long time ago.
Gad Robertson welcoming you back to TV Confidential, radio talk show about television. Makes you want to say you should hear how she talks about you as we welcome Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and music icon Melissa Manchester. 2 weeks ago, as we are recording this conversation, Melissa released a brand new version of her classic hit, Just Too Many People, both as a single and as a video. By the time this program airs, Melissa will have released her 25th album. Now, this is a stupid question. It's called Review, right?
Correct.
Okay. When I see R-E colon, in this age of email, I automatically thought Rayview, and I figured, no, she wouldn't call it that. So
it's an intentional breaking up of the word because it's about seeing things within, you know, in a new light. These songs have been with me for decades, and as I've performed them over the decades, they have, my investment, my emotional investment in them has become deeper because I've lived more.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bring more insight into the lyrics, and there are some harmonic tweaks that I wanted to bring to the arrangements. So, yeah.
Okay, so the name of the album is Review, R-E colon B-I-E-W, Review, and Review is a celebration of Melissa's 50-year career as a solo artist that revisits several of her charted hits with such guest artists as Kenny Loggins and Dolly Parton. We'll tell you more about Just Too Many People and Melissa's new album Review in just a second. Melissa Manchester, welcome to TV Confidential.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here.
And an early happy birthday to you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks very much.
I understand you started putting together Review just before the pandemic.
We had recorded a lot of it down at Citrus College, where I'm artist in residence.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything was stalled because of the pandemic. And then, because it was taking such a long time, my manager suggested that we release it in celebration of my 50th year of my career, and mm-hmm. I thought, well, that worked out perfectly.
It certainly does. And as we mentioned in our open, you have a new version of Just Too Many People with a new arrangement, and there's an accompanying video that really captures the sense of isolation that all of us went through during the pandemic. Was Just Too Many People originally part of the list for Review, or did you add it as a result of the pandemic?
No, it was originally part of all of the these songs have been charted, and that was why this collection, I mean, there were other songs that we didn't get to, but this seemed to be welcomed by the fans for this particular volume. And the thing as well is that we are suffering from epidemic loneliness and isolation in spite of being uber connected through social media, and that is really that's really a puzzlement, and I wanted to capture that for this song that I wrote with Carol Sager such a long time ago, at the beginning of the women's movement in the 70s. And so, you know, that's the true magic of songs, that they relate to a different context in time.
And as you revisit it, or in the case of the title of your album, review it after some distance, some ideas, some emotions that may not have been bubbling in your head at the time you and Carol wrote that song maybe come to mind now because of the times that we're in right now, and how a song like Just Too Many People really resonates, especially now.
That's exactly right. Context is everything. And as I said, we wrote it in a time in the early 70s at the beginning of the women's movement. So it was about solidarity. And now it has morphed into an overview of society. And it's interesting.
Melissa's new album, Review, is available wherever music is sold. It includes new versions of 10 of Melissa's charted hits that are real fan favorites, including Just Too Many People, like as we've been talking about, a duet of Midnight Blue with Dolly Parton, Confide in Me, a song that Melissa originally wrote for Diana Ross, but which she has never recorded herself until now. A new version of Whenever I Call You Friend with Kenny Loggins and Dave Koz, many, many more. Review the complete album, available wherever music is sold, while their singles of Just Too Many People and Confide in Me and the new version of Whenever I Call You Friend, all available Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever else music is sold. In general, when you put together an album like this, how do you narrow it down to 10 or 12? I mean, what's your thought process?
Well, I mean, that's a fair question. I've had 19 charted songs over the years, and this really was a compilation of fan favorites. And, you know, I owe so much to the enduring fans that have walked this journey with me. And so it was my pleasure to really make this album like an offering of all the songs that have meant so much to people.
Yes, the Fanchesters.
Yes, Fanchesters. Yes.
both the recording, the new recording of Whenever I Call Your Friend and the video you did with Kenny Loggins. I mean, they're both very, very sweet. And I understand that the duet with Kenny was something that you both wanted to do for a long, long time, but now is the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, timing just never had worked out. And so I just was, you know, going about my business, so to speak, and I was in the midst of working on Review, and I wanted to find my own way into the song of Whenever I Call You Friend, because obviously Kenny had had such a future with Stevie Nicks. So I co-produced the track with Stefan Oberhoff, and I put on all of the vocals, and I sent it to Kenny's manager and explained to her that, you know, this was my intention, and this was the album and the concept and all that. And she got excited, but I hadn't heard from him for about 2 weeks, and one evening I sent him a text and I said, you know, I haven't heard from you. It's been 2 weeks. If you don't want to do this, just let me know and I will move on. And he said, well, why don't you send me the track? And I said, you've had it for 2 weeks. And he said, I'll get right back to you. And in 10 minutes he did. And he said, I love it. I'm in. And we all drove up to Santa Barbara where he lived and records, and he was great. And, you know, we have a great recording and a beautiful video, and our friend Dave Koz played on it. And so it was really, you know, it was really very joyful.
Yeah, the saxophone, I love saxophone anyway, but the saxophone solo gave me chills. And I like that basically Kenny sings backup on this. I mean, it's your song. I mean, that's why it's cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I made room for him in the verses.
Absolutely.
And he doesn't exist. I mean, it's a true duet. He doesn't just sing backup.
I know. But it's in the video in particular, as I said, it's very sweet because you can really tell the friendship that both of you have had over the years. It comes across. It's just very fun.
Yes, and I think it's sort of definitive in a way, which at this point, you know, Kenny is retiring this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have no wish to retire. So it was just very lovely to share this moment at long last. You know, just in spite of how long it took, it showed up at the perfect time.
Melissa Manchester is on the line with us. Melissa's new album Review is available through Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever else music is sold. While three of the songs on Review, Confide in Me, Just Too Many People, and Whenever I Call Your Friend, also available as singles wherever music is sold. You can follow Melissa on Facebook as well as melissamanchester.com. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto meals that are restaurant quality, ready to heat, and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50, factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb-roasted mushrooms, while their three-bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Sign up and save right now by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Use promo code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your order. That's code TALKTV50 at factormeals.com/TALKTV50 to get 50% off.
Confide in me. Rely on me.
One of the cool things about you is, Melissa, is that you're a bridge to a time. Once upon a time, if you're a recording artist, if a label signed you, you hope that you get airplay on the radio, and maybe a couple of appearances on like Midnight Special or Mike Douglas or something like that. But basically, it was the music. It was the music and the song and the vocal. You know, in the last, 40 years, with MTV and all that, it's like the video component is part of the package. As an artist, do you have a say over how the videos of your song are put together, or do you leave that to other people?
Oh, no. We are now in the golden age of the independent artist. Mm-hmm. I am certainly entrenched in that. And so everything that you see is through collaboration between me and the directors. And so it's a very fulfilling time, I must say. But you're absolutely correct. When I first signed with Bell, which was absorbed into Arista Records, there were no such thing as videos. It was well before MTV, which actually changed everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very interesting to have been in this long enough to effectively see the curvature of the curve. It's very different. You know, when I teach, my students have no experience of what it was like, obviously, in the early 70s, but there are certain things that never change. You know, paying dues, playing in clubs, and dealing with all that, that really never changes. The hard dues part, yeah.
Absolutely. On the line with us, Melissa Manchester. Melissa's new album, Review, available Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever else music is sold. You can follow Melissa on Facebook as well as melissamanchester.com. You mentioned teaching. You teach music at USC. What drew you into teaching, and what is Melissa Manchester like as a teacher?
Well, I haven't taught at I did teach at USC. I was an adjunct professor there. Now I'm a guest artist at wherever I perform, particularly if I'm performing at a theater on a university campus.
Okay.
Well, teaching was not on my horizon. I was invited to take over somebody's class, and it was a class of young songwriters, and I teach a lot of what I learned from studying with Paul Simon when I was 17, and which is to essentially help young students learn how to think. Because as much as a kid may have been through a lot in their young life, there's still a lot of space in their mind. When you're approaching lyric writing, when you're approaching melody writing, the main thing is to try to help a student be aware and to think about the subject they're writing about. That's what makes it interesting and kind of luscious to the listener, you know, how you use language and how you create the unexpected turn of a phrase and stuff. So that's always lovely. And I've learned so much from students. I mean, you know, I did two albums, my last two albums, The Fellas and You Gotta Love the Life, were done through crowdfunding, which I learned all about through my students. And they helped me forge that, and that was really, really interesting.
Which speaks to one of the things you have to know how to do today as an independent artist, you know?
Right. Well, you know, being an independent artist, while you get a chance to really express yourself, you know, it's sort of code language where you also have to do four times the amount of stuff yourself. But it's a new market, and it's a new marketplace. And for my students, this is their version of normal. So it was really interesting to be taught by them.
Melissa Manchester is on the line with us. Melissa's new album, Review, available Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever else music is sold. While three of the songs on Review are available as singles, Confide in Me, Just Too Many People, and new version of Whenever I Call You Friend, also available as singles wherever music is sold. Melissa Manchester, also an accomplished actress. Many of you know she had a recurring role as Maya Bialik's mom on Blossom. Plus, she recently took on the role of Mrs. Bryce, Fanny Bryce's mom, in the national tour of the Broadway musical Funny Girl. You had to step aside momentarily because of a knee injury. How was your knee?
My knee is fine. I'm going back to the tour in a couple of weeks.
Excellent. What drew you to Funny Girl?
Well, growing up in New York City, I was privileged to see the original Funny Girl starring Barbara Streisand in 1964. I was a little girl, and it was thrilling, and Kay Medford played her mother originally, and there had never been a national tour of the show. And when I heard that this was coming back to Broadway, of course, Lea Michele made it a great big hit on Broadway, I asked my manager to find some way that I could audition for the part of Rose Bryce. Because I knew her. Mm-hmm. I knew this woman. Mm-hmm. She was sort of the woman that I grew up with. You know, she was many of my aunts and my mom and all that. And so I did get an audition, and I auditioned for the role, and I didn't hear anything. And so I was just busy doing my work. And then a few months went by, and then they approached me about the national tour. And I thought, you know, this is such a wonderful opportunity to not only be part of this magnificent musical about true triumph of the spirit, but also to say hello to so many audience members across the nation. It's really thrilling. The production is beautiful. It's wonderful that it is rediscovered by not only grown-ups, but so many young kids and teenagers. Our cast is gorgeous. You know, there are 30 people on stage. The overture is one of the greatest in musical theater history. To hear these standard songs like People and Don't Rain on My Parade, you know, coming within the context of a story is just fantastic. Our star, Fanny Katerina McCrimmon, is just splendid. It's just beautiful. I mean, it's real family fare.
Well, we're looking forward to you rejoining the cast, and we'll let our listeners know where the musical is playing. Melissa Manchester on the line with us right now. Her new album, Review, available wherever music is sold. I understand you started writing poetry when you were a teenager. When did writing poetry morph into writing songs, or was that always in the back of your mind?
Well, I was writing poetry because that's sort of what was showing up to me for me at age 14, 15. Mm-hmm. I liked props. I've always liked props. I walked around with a pad and a pencil and would find a bench in the park and start writing. And I loved the feeling of writing. I loved the playing around of language, and it so happened that around that time, the Beatles showed up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Beatles changed everything in terms of pop songwriting. And the Beatles were followed by, you know, Joni Mitchell and Laura Nyro and James Taylor and Paul Simon and Sly and the Family Stone and Stevie Wonder. And those people were literally changing the shape and content of the American popular song. And that just sort of sparked songwriting in me. And I went to New York University for 1 year. I was studying theater there. And I met two friends who, after I left the school, they informed me of this class. Now, there was no social media at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was just a torn-off piece of paper on the bulletin for the songwriting taught by Paul Simon.
Yeah.
And I thought, Paul Simon of Simon and Garfunkel? What would he be doing down in the East Village? But it was him. And I auditioned for that class, and he auditioned all of the students that were in the class. There were only about 10 of us, and we were all very different. And it was just magnificent. Bridge Over Troubled Waters was number one all over the world. And he just felt like teaching. And it was thrilling. And so, therefore, a lot of what I teach now is what I learned from him.
On the line with us is Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, and music icon Melissa Manchester. Melissa's new album, Review, is available through Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, wherever else music is sold. Melissa's going to stay with us for another segment. We hope you'll stay with us as we continue our conversation with Melissa Manchester here on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.